is Carly.
We've woken up this morning to find out that Australia and New Zealand will be hosting the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. This is just phenomenal. To talk us through it, North Queensland W League superstar Ash Sartor. Good morning.
Good morning, Carly.
Now, Ash, this is huge. Your resume when it comes to playing women's, I'll call it women's soccer quickly so people know where we're at. But you've played in the US. You've played for the Newcastle Jets, the Brizzy Roar. So when it comes to a day like this, what does it mean for women's sports?
Oh, Carly, look, it is so exciting. You know, in times like this where a sport hasn't really been at the forefront of our minds, this announcement is just so exciting. And I woke up this morning and saw the TV just flashing with the announcement that the FIFA Women's World Cup will be in 2023 in Australia and New Zealand. It is just huge, really, for the sport itself and for sport in general, not only for young girls playing soccer, but all sports and for boys as well, to look up to these superstars on our home soil to have this World Cup. It's not just a tournament. It is the biggest tournament of football in the world to be in Australia. It's amazing.
It's awesome that we're going to have it on home soil, as you said, Ash. But last night, leading into the announcement, I think a few people were a little bit nervous. They didn't think that Australia was going to get enough of the votes. But we did win 22 out of the 35 votes. So as you said, it's been held across Australia and New Zealand. What can we expect in this World Cup? It's still a little way away. It's happening in 2023. But Ash, what can we expect from our Aussie gals?
Yeah, look, the Australian Matildas team has been performing really, really well these recent few years. And this just adds to that momentum. So coming into this World Cup, it is 2 years away, but it will be here before we know it. And they are on such a roll at the moment that I think we can expect them to make the finals. Of course, they'll be up against the biggest teams in the world. Probably the biggest team in the world is the US national women's team. But this Australian Matildas side has a perfect mix of experienced and young players coming through. The likes of Steph Catley, Katrina Gorry, Sam Kerr, they're all going to be there in 2023. So I think this team can make the finals.
Oh, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Are there any other teams? I know Ash, you said that the US are definitely a strong side, but this is the FIFA Women's World Cup. We're going to see so much talent here in Australia. Are you looking forward to seeing any of the other teams coming down under?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the most exciting part about it, is not only seeing our home team play here, but the best teams, the best countries in the world. So the US national team is, of course, the benchmark in the women's game at the moment. But also England have been really, really a strong force to be reckoned with. So seeing those two teams, especially US and England, come and play over here with some of the superstars of the game is going to be something that all of the youngsters, the keen soccer supporters, as we call it now, football supporters, to see them playing here is just going to be a 1-in-100-year event, really.
It is, Ash. You're not wrong. We are waking up this morning to the news that Australia and New Zealand have been successful in their historic joint bid to host the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. Ash, before I let you go this morning, of course, you are the daughter to our first ever Cowboys captain, Laurie Spina. What's going on with the boys at the moment? Are they going to get the win over the Knights tomorrow?
Oh, look, my fingers are crossed. I think they've got to turn things around. I think they can do it. They've just got to go back to the simple things, and hopefully we can see our boys on the winning ways again.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.